Good morning.
Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Moment of Empowerment on Blog Radio. This is your host, facilitator, Apostle Myrtle Johnson. Welcome. On today, we will be tackling the topic of moving forward in God. But before we go into the lesson for today, we always want to start out with prayer. Father God, it is in the name of Jesus that we come on today to glorify you, to magnify you, and to honor you. God, we exalt your name on high, even by way of Blog Talk Radio. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, that you would open our understanding on today. Father God, I ask you now in Jesus' name that I would decrease and that you would increase even the more, that your people will not even hear me, but will only hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. We thank you for this moment of empowerment, Lord God. Continue to use this radio broadcast for your glory. It is in Jesus' precious name that we do pray. Amen and glory to God. Today the topic is moving forward in God. So many times in life you find yourself in a place where you feel stuck, as if there is no way of escape. Many find themselves in a place of stagnancy in God. In those times, some want to give up on God. Others want to murmur or complain. Some choose alternative things versus choosing God, the divine will of God, and the purpose that God has predestined for your life. Some choose not to move forward in God due to frustration, due to disappointments in life, even due to being rejected. All of those things would hinder you from propelling to the next place in God. It will cause you to stay bound right where you are and never move forward in God. If you are in the same place as you were last year, still feeling unfulfilled in your walk with God, there, God is saying to you even on this morning that there is more to him. It is now time for you to move forward in God. Glory to God. God says on today that I see you. I hear the inner cry from your being that is radiating from you into the earth realm even at this moment. And the Lord is saying that I desire you to be free from your place of Egyptian bondage. Your place of Egyptian bondage may be looked at in two different ways. The first way that it can be looked at is that it's a place of stagnation. And when you think of being stagnant, that simply means that you are not moving forward in God. You're not embracing your purpose. You are staying in a place of unfulfillment. Sometimes life is meaningless in a place of stagnancy. Or you can look at your Egyptian experience as a place of preparation where God is preparing you to propel you to a new place in him. In the book of Micah, chapter number 7, verse number 15, the Bible says, as in the days when you came out from the land of Egypt, I will show you miracles. Glory to God. God is desiring to unfold the plans that he has for your life catapultically. That means suddenly. Many promises, many desires, many dreams, many visions are waiting on you. God is waiting in this season for you to come up to a new place in him that he can use you for his glory. However, you will not be able to access the miracles that God has for your life until you move forward. As an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, I push you forward in the spirit even now by way of this, that you would embrace your miracle. For many, your miracle is fulfilling the God-given purpose that God has for your life. Many times, the enemy may have caused you to think that there is nothing more to this life that you live. The enemy may have caused you to think that God cannot use you, that he can only use someone else. Well, on today, God said, I'm doing a new thing even in your spirit. I'm doing a new thing in your life. Glory to God. For many, embracing your set place in God is definitely a miracle. Hallelujah. Only God can do it supernaturally by means of his Holy Spirit. On today, I'm going to give you some steps to help you, to empower you to be able to move forward in God. In the book of Romans, I'm going to give you many scriptures. Everything that I give you will be scripturally, biblically based. Amen. Let's take a look at Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. And the Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. First of all, in order to be able to move forward, to embrace the fact that God has greater for your life, you have to have a transformation in your mind. Hallelujah. Our old way of thinking will cause us to stay stuck and never progress in God, in our mind. We've got to make up in your mind that you want what God has for your life, that you want what God wants for you. Hallelujah. Second, you have to be prepared in order to be able to move forward. So many times we want to move forward, and but we're all over the place. We're not walking in alignment with God. So in the book of Habakkuk, God gave the prophet of old instructions on how to move forward in him. He told him, he said, write the vision, make it plain on tablets so that you may run who read it. For the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be delayed. You've got to write the vision out and make it plain. A lot of times God has shown you things, but you have never acted on them. God may have shown you dreams. He may have given you visions. He may have given you ideas on how to advance, how to move forward, how to bring his people into a new place in him. But you've never written it out step by step what God has shown you. God is challenging you even on this morning to start to write it down, that it will be made plain. He did not say that it's going to come to pass instantaneously, but he said in his word to write it and then await its appointed time. Many of you now are in your appointed time. This is the time that what God has instructed you to do, you've got to begin to move and to come into agreement with God, turning the vision that he gave unto you. Next, you will have to get rid of people and things and places that cause stagnancy in your life. Sometimes, people of God, not everyone is going to embrace what God wants to do through you and in you. Sometimes you may have many obstacles and challenges that come against you, but God is saying to you on today to stick with what he has given unto you. Don't give up on what God has shown you. Even though you may not have been doing anything prior to this very moment, now is the time where you're going to begin to flow. Once you take that first initial step, God said, I'm going to take the next couple of steps for you. But you have got to let go of some things that are hindering you. Sometimes you find yourself in a place where, you know, your gift may not even be making room for you. But the Bible says that your gift shall make room for you. In this hour, God is strategically aligning the people of God in the place where he would have you to walk in the purpose and the destiny and the plan that he has for your life. Move with God. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 19, verse number 26. Genesis chapter 19, verse number 26. The Bible says, but Lot's wife behind him looked back, and she became a pillar of God was telling Lot and his wife and his family to get out before he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. He had told them, now is your time to move forward. You've been faithful to me. You've been obedient unto me. But I'm calling you now to move forward. But Lot's wife chose to look back. When she chose to look back, she was dealing in a place where God was trying to bring her out from. So God allowed her to turn into a pillar of salt. God is saying, when I call you out and I instruct you to move forward, don't keep moving back or don't keep looking back into what I delivered you from. Whether it's addictions, whether it's bondage, whether it's a place, whether it's dealing with people, whether it's even being in denial of what God has for your life. When God called you forward, do not continue to look back, but press on forward in God, knowing that God is going to give you the power to excel in Him. You have to take an act of faith. Hallelujah. In the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, verse number 1, the Bible tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Even though you have not seen everything that God has instructed you unfold yet, God said, you've got to believe me by faith. If you don't believe God by faith, you will always stay stuck right where you are at. God is trying to increase your faith, and even at this moment, He is trying to stretch you even at this moment. So in the process of Him stretching you, in the process of Him expanding you, you've got to move. You've got to do something. The Bible says that faith without works is dead. We can say that we believe God, but if we never take an act of faith and begin to step out, allow God to use what He has imputed into you. Even before you was in your mother's womb, God had you on His mind. But in order for you to embrace what God has for your life, you've got to believe Him. You've got to be able to take God at His word, that if God said it concerning you, then it is so. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 24 through 27, glory to God. The Lord is telling us that you've got to stick with me. You've got to be determined to get the prize that God has for your life. In that particular passage of Scripture, in 1 Corinthians, the Bible tells us that, let's get over here to it, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 24 through 27. I'm going to read it for your hearing on the line on today. It says, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. If you never run, if you never move forward, you will never obtain the prize. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we are imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I may should be disqualified. We want to keep moving forward in God. We want to stick with the plan that He has for our life. We don't want God to disqualify us because we are not sticking to His original plan that He has. You've got to be willing to go through your process, glory to God. When you go through your process, you will receive elevation, expansion, and increase. Moving forward in God, you will become a new person, leaving old things behind. In Luke 9:23, the Bible encourages us to turn from our selfish ways, to pick up our cross, and follow Him. I'm going to leave you with Jeremiah 29:11 on today. God said He knows the plans that He has for your life to bless you and prosper you. I bless you on today for tuning in to the Moment of Empowerment. I pray that it has been a blessing to you. Stay tuned for the next broadcast. Until then, just remember that Jesus is Lord. Glory to God.